for TV. Well, I guess, you know, my hired man's out there. I've been shoeing horses today.
I'd have to get to it later. Actually, so.
No, I ain't got that. I'll answer your questions.
Okay.
You got that machine on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrong. What do you call the thing that you make hamburgers in?
What you cook the hamburger in? Well, you can either. We just fry ours in a frying pan, a skillet. Or you can barbecue them on a...
Thanks, Dave.
Do you consider... What's your definition of barbecuing? What does that include?
Oh, that's your grill and your barbecue, and then these propane ones are getting very popular. Or briquettes is what you cook them on. And a lot of times they use... the old timers used campfires, you know, your greasewoods and your wood, and then cooked on the coals, we call them.
Okay. What kind of fuel is used in lamps?
Coal oil.
And
coal oil.
Is it ever called anything?
Well, years ago, they had a white gas, the mantles, little sock-type things. That was white gas. Most of your old early lamps were coal oil. they call it kerosene, coal oil, different
things. It's the same thing.
Kryptolite, yeah, same thing.
Did you ever have to make lamps?
No. Well, a bedroll is what they called it, but the canvas itself is just bedroll.
Have you ever heard of Sugan? Sugan?
Well,
okay.
Is that the movie or TV series or?
I think it's a word that's used in the South.
No, I lived in the South 2 years and I never heard the expression.
When you'd have guests come over, and sometimes the kids would have to sleep on the floor so that the guests could have the beds, how would you make the beds on the floor? What would you use?
They used a big winter quilt. My mother did. She'd use a big winter quilt and then just a couple of them, and then just the light blankets and a sheet on top.
What do you call the thing that covers a pillow? Sometimes grows
pillowcase.
Off light.
Is a light bulb.
Right.
Or fluorescent tubing.
Yep. Sometimes at night when you're bored and you don't want to read, you turn on something to watch it.
TV. Television.
And women, when they don't want to get their clothes dirty while they're cooking, they put on what?
An apron. Or a house coat.
Any other names for aprons that you've ever heard?
No, that's all I ever knew, apron.
About in the winter when you go outside, you put on something so you don't get cold?
Well, that was our winter coat. Mackinaw, in them days it was called Mackinaws, but now they're just a winter coat. Or jacket. Yeah, that's what I'd call them.
What is the thing called that you use? Women have them in their purses to wipe their nose or eyes.
Well, handkerchiefs are now the Kleenex.
Do men call them handkerchiefs?
Uh-huh.